Located here on picturesque Grand Avenue, in the shadow of the Twin Towers. Hope y'all have a nice Thanksgiving. You are what you eat. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
November 23rd, you know what that means? The 21st anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Well, yesterday, 22nd. True story. True story of Stagger Lee and Billy the Mayans. These are people who are really fucked up. That's right. I mean, these are people who, when, you know, when things got down, they brought out their guns and knives and started slashing and shooting. As I can clearly recognize, this highly educated audience is a great deal more civilized than that. Wouldn't think of such primitive expressions of love and hate. However, as any, you know, music is moved by passion, and it's only when people get involved in the kind of love affair where they can break out their 38 and blast some asshole from here to France, that it really means something, right? See, in the Rev's eyes, you hadn't made it unless your girlfriend had knifed you because, you know, you weren't a real man unless you kind of stirred up those emotions. You know? Brute Show, folks.
Well, the first market that was new was Howard Haskell.
Yeah, that's right. Howard Haskell market is bartending. You know, 1963. Actually, it's really miserable, isn't it? Playing Grant Street for the last 21 years. Look at this. Man. This is really disgusting. Talk about no talent, boy. You're looking at it. Myself as Blind Ebbets Field, Hudson River Delta blues singer. That was before electric guitars were really in, you know. Except John, he always played electric guitar. Greatest singing group. I'm talking about the Ink Spots. We three.
silver moonlight, it shines from up above. I have conversations with my goal, and I stroll in my shadow.
Yes.
resurrected me from the gutter. And here's a guy who, by all rights, should be dead by now. I mean, a real guy. Here he is, John Cipollina.
Thank you.
short break while we...
Thank you.
Thank you.
1965. Back in 1965, when Jim Gurley was the spiritual leader of San Francisco. Jim and Dave Getz and Peter Allen, Janis Joplin, Big Brother and the Holland Company, all that cut out and went back to Chicago to cut a record. Of course, not only a performer on that record, but one of the authors and composers there on. Peter Allen is with us tonight. Janis on this song. Cute, right? Before Peter was a dinosaur, he was an insect.
And before that, he was bald.
But that's evolution for you. See, there's a lot of social Darwinists here tonight.
Yeah.
back in them days.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I mean, we were the originals, man. You know, there were some kids who came along called Creedence Clearwater who covered a Quicksilver Messenger Service tune. But these guys, I want you to know that John and David and Greg Elmore and Gary Duncan and Jim Murray, they're the guys that did the first version of this tune in San Francisco. Suzy Q.
Thank you.
few repairs here.
Thank you. Mama Bonnie in Palo Alto.
Thank you.
man, just Spencer Trident.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, you guys missed my buddy Kendrick Joe tonight. He was playing down the road.
Battling your heart, it's been a long time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
taken for granted. Thank you.
Thank you.